Father, we thank you for your word, your amazing word, the living word, the word of breakthrough, Lord, the word of the kingdom, the word of the kingdom, where the invisible becomes visible for man to see, the gospel of demonstration. Amen, amen. Mark 11:23, how Kenneth Hagin, his whole life story and how he broke that down and Lord gave it. And then the Lord wouldn't let me alone. I'm like, Lord, if there's any scripture I've been over and in and out of, and I said, it's that one. He goes, look at it again. And I did. And it opened in a way that today I'm going to ask you, just for the sake of the mysteries of God, put everything you've been taught concerning that scripture on a shelf and listen to what I believe the Holy Spirit revealed. And I believe you're going to see why your faith hasn't been working. I believe you're going to see, he'd been getting this over to us for quite some time, but I never saw it in this particular scripture like he showed it. Faith is not just about what you do. It's about what you see, hear. It's a shift that takes place inside of you by a revelation that God gives. And sometimes that one shift can cause your faith to move from doing nothing to moving mountains. And that's what I want to share with you today, because God has some mountains to move. He has us seated into some serious end time mountains, and he's been training us for this for a very long time. Let's look at Hagin 11:23. Okay, it'd be Mark for you guys, but you know, just shifted something inside of me. I'm already seeing a result in prayer. It's pretty amazing. This is a monumental shift, and God has the kingdom right in the gate now. And I mean, I've been hearing this as long as I've known the Lord, a long time. I've been hearing the scripture, never saw it like I've seen it now. Verse 22, and Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. Now he's going to tell you how to do this in these next two verses. He says, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, how many of you have ever been preached that message? How many of you know that when you've got it on your, you know, bathroom windows, you got sticky notes, you've underlined it in your Bible till it can't be underlined anymore. He says, say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. And then he said, therefore I say unto you, based on what I just said, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, you shall have them. Sounds pretty simple, right? There's so much in there. What we're going to fixate on today is the second part of verse 23. One single word can change the dynamic of a lifetime of faith. So look at verse 23 again. It says, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say this mountain, be thou removed, cast into the sea, and not doubt in his heart. Now here's where we're going to focus on this last part. But shall believe those things which he saith, say believe the things he saith, that shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So the word that I want to focus on today, the big one, is shall come to pass. He says to believe those things which he saith shall come to pass is actually only one single Greek word. It's not shall come to pass. There's no shalls in there. That's just King James. Your Bible put a shall in there. But the shall creates a whole lot of problems. Because when you're speaking, let's just say arbitrarily, you're speaking to a mountain, and you're commanding the mountain to move, right? So every day, let's say you come up to the mountain, you say to the mountain, be thou removed, cast in the sea, and you believe it in your heart, so we're thinking about all this, and you doubt not in your heart, it's got to get all the doubt out, and it shall come to pass. As long as you're on that side of the equation, shall come to pass, that mountain will never move. The mountain is never going to move because that is not actually what the word says. Shall come to pass. There's no shall there. So it's come to pass. Let's look at the word come to pass. That word come to pass is a Greek word called ginonomai or ginomai. That word is translated 66 times in the New Testament as not come to pass, but came to pass. Come to pass is you're waiting on something to happen. Came to pass, it happened. So for the sake of the teaching today, I've got a pulpit and I'm on the left side. We'll say Chuck's side of the altar is come to pass. The right side, or my right, will be came to pass. And we'll say the middle of the sanctuary is a dividing line. So if I'm speaking to a mountain, it says 66 times, by the way, Gittimai is how you say it, is translated 66 times as came to pass, not come to pass. In fact, almost every time this word is used in the New Testament, in the full gospel New Testament, this word is spoken as something that's already been done. All right? I'll give you some examples. Anytime you heard when evening was come, that was Ginnomai. Came to pass, every time it came to pass, or it was already done, Ginnomai. When evening was come, there arose, Ginnomai. Things that are already past tense done. There's another part in there when he's speaking of the works. He said when the works that had been done, the works were done in Capernaum. Everything he was referring to was something that was done, finished, complete. So this word is probably 95% always translated or speaking of something that's already came to pass, done. Evening was come, it's already happened. Something that's an event that's happened. That's the best way to say it. Something that's already, when it's come to pass, shall come to pass, it's still waiting on event. Came to pass, the event already happened. All right, so keep that in mind, and let's back up over to the Lord's Prayer. We're going to go over to Matthew 6, we're going to look at the Lord's Prayer a minute. We're going to look at Ginnomai and the Lord's Prayer. Matthew 6. Just want to look at one part of the Lord's Prayer, a major, major component of the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer wasn't really a recital. It was component. There are components to this prayer. And very interesting, he uses this word, Ginnomai. So let's just pick it up midstream. It says, after this manner, pray, verse 9, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So our Father, you know, that's a component of prayer. Hallowed be thy name. That's the worship component of prayer. Here's the one I want to focus on. Verse 10. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in the earth. That's Ginnomai. Done how? Done in the earth. But how? As it is done, already done in heaven. So in the Lord's Prayer, you're calling for something to be done that's already done. It has to be done that will be done according to what's already been done. See, in heaven, is that will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. So you have to identify in heaven what's been done. And then that prayer is bringing something from a done realm into the earth. Let me give you a few examples of the done realm. Identifying the done realm. You've been raised together. Not going to be raised, say raised. Scripture says to him who justified, to them he already glorified. In redemption, you're already done. You are complete in him in redemption. How about this? You're blessed with all, not some, but all. That's an all-encompassing. If you can't find a scripture concerning your promise, see, there's a promise phase. And then there's a done realm that that promise has to connect to. When God first comes to you, he comes to you with a promise, but that promise has to be integrated with something that's already been done before it gets done in the earth. And if you don't get it integrated in the what's been done in the heavenlies, then it's going to be very difficult to get it done in the earth, because the prototype is the will of God to be done or manifested in the earth as it's already done. Say done in heaven. So the done realm, we have got to get our promise. So we have to identify a promise that's finished. So here's a good one for you. If you don't have anything else, it's a perfect one. He's blessed you. Say, hath blessed you. Ephesians 1. Blessed be the God, Father of our Lord, who hath blessed, Ephesians 1 and 3, has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Say all. Everything there is, he's blessed you with. Everything the Lord has, you're co-laborer. You're a joint heir to. He's blessed you with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Now, that's not going to do you any good here just yet. But the fact that he's blessed you, have blessed. Say, have blessed. Done. All spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. All right? So that's an awesome one to attach it to. I'm going to get back to Mark 11 here in just a minute. So I want you to go to 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30. I want you to see this. First Corinthians 1. Now stay with me, because I'm gonna create this shift today in your faith, and you're gonna see something. Just laying a foundation. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30. But of him are you in Christ. How many are in Christ? Raise your hands. Okay? Who of God is made, say made. That word made is genomai. He made, say he made you. Everyone say, I've been made. In the mafia, you're a made man. Probably not a good example. But he's made you. You notice he's not going to make you. If you're in the position he's going to do something, you're still in promissory phase that has not been integrated with finished work phase. Your promissory phase has to move into a finished work integration. That's what it does. It's like when God gives a promise, it's got a magnet attached to it and a calling, and it's searching for something. He puts a generator inside you, and it's looking for something. It's looking to get attached. But you think it's ready for manifestation, but God said, no, you got to get that thing over and get it integrated with what's already been done in heaven. Find the done realm. Find what he said about the done realm and attach it to the done realm, and then you can bring the done realm back here. Without the done realm attachment, it's very hard to get your faith operational here. Because you're still trying to get God to do something he's already done. You see that? So he's made, say he made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. He's already made wisdom. He's already made us righteous. He's already made and sanctified us. He's already redeemed us. I've already been raised together. You see that? I've already blessed with all spiritual blessing in heavenly ways. But your faith is going to have to get over there and stay over there for a while until the integration of the finished realm gets up inside you. Now, go back to Mark 11, and we're going to look at this again in detail. Mark 11. You know, it took me like 40 years to get this, so I'm sure I haven't been doing this 40 years. Please don't tell me I've been doing this 40 years. 38. Okay. So I'm sure you're going to get it in one service. I'm going to believe you are. It's actually a renewing of the mind and understanding. If your faith's going to work, this is profound understanding to get this. Okay. Let's go back to this scripture. So, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart. Now I've got another thing I'm going to throw at you today. But shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass. He will have what he saith. So the emphasis, what? First of all, let's take the shalls out of it. Okay? We're going to take the shall out of that verse, and we're going to say instead of come to pass, we're going to read it as came to pass. Because that's how it's translated so many times. Say came to pass. Or done round. So watch this. Let's just read it like that and flow with me a minute on this. All right? Verily I say unto you, whosoever say unto this mountain, be thou removed, cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith hath come, no, hath came to pass. Hath believed those things he saith has already come to pass. Say believe, those things that you're saying has already come to pass. That's number one thing I got to get over to you today. And then the next one's even more difficult because there's another mystery right there. So I have to believe. Say believe. I'm speaking to a mountain, but I have to believe those things I'm saying has already come to pass. In support of that, just so you know, we're probably on the right track. Look at the next verse. Because don't check out, because I got to go back to this verse and show you even a greater mystery. Are you ready for it? Get the Harley out, praise God. So he says, believe is already come to pass. Therefore, I say unto you, he says, when you stand praying, believe that you have received, and then you shall have. So he's following that up. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to run over this until the light comes on. So let me know when the light comes on, all right? Cody's so cool. I mean, he's coming to pray this morning. I don't even have to teach this. I just throw it out there, and he picks it up like within 3 seconds, he picks it up. He understands everything I'm saying. I'm like, man, that's easy. I said, hopefully everybody else gets it like that. So let's look at the second part. I'm going to kind of read it and see if it kind of flows so we get into this. So he shall not doubt in his heart. So we're always trying to fix the heart realm. You know, we're always thinking there's a fixing of the heart realm. And then we got to speak, right? He says, shall believe those things which he saith have already came to pass. He'll have what he says. Therefore, I say unto you, when you stand praying, believe or put your belief system into the finished work and believe that you have already received. You see that? And then you shall have. There's two different things going on there. Believe you received is getting your promise into a finished work environment in the kingdom of God, accepting the finished work, being fully persuaded of the finished work, having the done realm brought into your heart and fully persuaded. This is how the Father transfers the kingdom to you. He authorizes a transfer out of heaven to you in the form of a finished work. You're going to carry that finished work. And then you're going to take that finished work or believe it came to pass, not come to pass. As long as I'm speaking on this side and I believe what I'm going to say is going to come to pass, the next morning you wake up, where are you at? I believe what I'm going to say, be in the mountain, be thou removed. I believe it's going to come to pass. Where are you standing? In the same place. Where's the mountain? In front of you. Now the difference is, I believe, I speak on the mountain, I believe what I say has already came to pass. Where are you standing now? In the done realm. You see, you moved over. If you stand in the come to pass realm, you're, every day you wake up, you're gonna read, you know, when I used to go to the bars a long time ago, there was a sign there called Free Beer Tomorrow. And so every time you'd go there, it's like, you'd point that out, and they said, that's tomorrow. It's like, if your faith is in tomorrow or one day, you're not there. You're not loaded to bring the mountain and move it. Because you haven't got to phase one, you can't say one day he's going to do this. Someday he's going to do that. Because you're still looking for him to do something he's already done. I remember he was a kid taking one of his testimonies. The Lord actually appeared to him. No, it was Norval Hayes. I went to Norval Hayes Bible School. And his daughter had growth on her body. And he'd been praying for 5 years and getting nothing. And she had these growths all over her body. And the Lord appeared to him and spoke to him and said, how long are you going to put up with those growths on your daughter's body? That's what he said. He said, how am I? I'm asking you to do it. And you know what the Lord said to him? He goes, Lord, I'm asking you. He said, I've already done all that I'm ever going to do about that situation. Where was he standing? He's still trying to get God to do something because his faith was not in the finished realm. Now, through time, he got over the finish line, and his prayer was so effective that God sent an angel into Zona's bedroom, and the angel was so large that his head, and she saw him visibly, and she was on drugs and all that, and his head disappeared through the ceiling. All she could see is his bodily frame. He was so big, and he scared all the devils out of her one time. She was instantaneously converted and served with her dad in the ministry all her life. Give the Lord a hand for that. That was his prayer. But he got over to the done realm. So as long as I'm in the come to pass realm, I'm never going to get it done because I'm still wanting God to do something he's already done. That's why that scripture doesn't make sense, because even the Lord followed up. He said, believe those things you sayeth have come to pass or have came to pass. Has already been done. Because that word came to pass, translated 66 times. Genomai, 66 times it came to pass. Not, it's come to pass. You see that? And so, if we can get over to it came to pass, and then the Lord said, therefore I say unto you, if you want this mounting, moving kind of faith, therefore I say unto you, when you stand praying, believe you receive, get that first. Receive what? The came to pass finished realm. You have to identify your promise into a finished realm. It's got to marry the finished realm. It's not married to the finished realm when God brings it. It's promissory. It's future for you. There's a time you have to carry it. It's got to grow. It's got to develop. That's part of the equation. But then there's a time it's got to get married. And the promises are going to get married over here on this section. You're in the right section today. Give yourself a big hand. Hallelujah. And that promise has to get married to the finished realm. And your faith has to marry and keep it married. You follow me? As done already, not going to do. Once you get to the done realm, and sometimes you're going to have to get up into heavenly things and receive from the finished realm. God has blessed you with all spiritual blessing. What? In heavenly places? Say all. That just encompasses the whole thing. All right. Are you starting to understand what phase one I'm trying to get to you? Because I'm fixing to get a phase two here in a minute. I got to get you phase one before I get you phase two. All right. Let's look for a minute. So the Lord said, he started asking me questions, and I said, oh, just give me a really good one. I mean, he just went, Romans 4. Pretty awesome. He'd been doing this for a while. Romans 4, verse 17. The Abrahamic faith. God doesn't change. It's all the same, right? Say Abrahamic faith. So Romans 4, verse 17, it says, as it is written. Say it's written. You gotta find where it's written as done, not going to be done. There's a lot of done scriptures. You gotta set your frequency. To explain frequency, I'll explain it like this. I got Anna, I saw this, never saw a car like this. It was a red convertible. I'm like, convertible little convertible Infiniti. I saw it. I'm like, oh my God, that's awesome little car. And I went and found one, Infiniti dealership, bought it for him. We presented it to her out front. It was awesome. Mike drove it up. He had a Santa hat on, the whole thing. Remember that? Yeah. So, after I gave her that car, everywhere I drove, I would see that car. I never saw that car before. It wasn't in my frequency zone. That's a lot how Scripture works. Scripture is deep, wide, heavy. I mean, it's just layered. Amen? But you got to get in a frequency zone. To a missionary, they're going to see go you in all the world. To an intercessor, apostolic intercessor, birther, they're going to find the deep things that are finished. It's done. There's a frequency in the Scripture of the done realm. We have a whole series in the face of God how he did this. Pretty amazing. And so, in the done realm, listen to this one. As it is written, I have made, say made, not going to make. If he's going to make, you're still in promise. But that day he spoke to Abraham, he wasn't in promise phase anymore. He was marrying the promise to the finished realm. And he made, he says, I have made. He hadn't made him anything yet. He hadn't even given birth yet. But God said, I have made. Say, I've made. You a father of many nations before him whom he believed. So he was standing before God. He says, stand before me, walk before me and be thou perfect. And people are saying, oh, I'm going to walk before him and be perfect. That's not really what happened. He goes, you're going to walk, you're going to stand in front of my face today and I'm going to perfect you. That's really what happened. Because that day, if you read it from the literal version, God was speaking the same way Paul picked it up, from a past tense position, not shall make thee a father of many nations. I have made. Kings have come out from your loins. That's very important because he shifted from promissory phase to done phase. Your faith has to make that shift. It's got to shift from promissory phase. Promissory phase is good. I carry promise. I've been carrying this promise a very long time, so I understand promissory phase. But I like it a lot better when it's married to done phase. Because I'm not going back and forth as to whether God or not is going to do this. He's already done it. I've identified where he's done it. I've identified the finished realm. You've been raised together, for instance. Say, I've been raised together. I've been made to sit together. Not going to be made, made to sit. Say, made to sit. See that word made? There it is again. Now, where are you seated? Where have you been made to sit? This is very important. At the right hand of God, seated at the right hand. Well, what is the right hand of God? It's where Christ is seated. That's where his throne is. David's throne was reassigned to the third heaven. He sits on David's throne. And you are seated with him in a kingly throne. So what does that make you? A king. You're already a king. You're already a joint heir. You're already these things. Whether you ever identify or not in this earth, there, he's blessed you with all spiritual blessings. And there you're a king. And there you've sat down. And there he's endued you with wisdom and power and dominion. There it's done. Now, if you ever, whether or not you get your faith over there or not to identify, that's why you go up. That's why we take that path up there. Because we're moving into a finished realm to sit down into a place called done. We've been doing this for many years. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, you don't have to do that anymore. He gave me a whole new set of instructions. Now, he didn't say I didn't have to go up. He said, you don't have to go and sit down with me anymore. You've done that for years. There's a lot of realms up there. I don't want to get too heavy into that. So he says, I've made thee a father of many nations. So there's marriage takes place with a promise. Into the made done realm. That's what he's saying there. Therefore, I say, you believe, you receive, you got to get that realm. If you're going to get mountains moved, you have to approach the mountain with something that's already been done inside of you. Because when I'm speaking to a mountain now, I'm not trying to get it to move. It's already done inside of me. I'm loosing that into the earth. I'm loosing something that's finished into the earth. You see it? I'm going to read it one more time. Lord, help me get this second part over. I believe most of you are understanding the analogy of phase one, phase two. You know, come to pass or came to pass. Isn't it amazing what one single word will do? There's no shall in there, so it's either come to pass or came to pass. How many of you want to stand and come to pass? How many of you want to stand and came to pass? How many of you want to stand and came to pass? So you have to go find where it came to pass. Where did your word come to pass? God has a word for you. He'll show you where it came to pass already in Scripture, where it's already done. He'll get you situated there. He'll get you integrated there. And he says, therefore I say, and you believe you receive from the came to pass realm. Say, believe I receive? I don't need come to pass realm. I got that with a promise. I know when I got a promise, it's going to come to pass one day. So I don't need any more come to pass. Once I got a promise, I don't need more come to pass. I need came to pass. So I got to get over there. And so came to pass, he starts getting like Abraham, fully persuaded. Before him whom he believed, I made thee a father of many nations. Not going to make thee, made thee. Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it because that day God walked him all the way down to the birth of Christ. And he witnessed it firsthand while he was speaking to him. I made thee a father of many nations. Kings have come out of your loins. See that? Boom, boom, boom. All that's in the face of God. So now that I'm in the came to pass realm, I'm receiving from that realm. That's a pretty cool realm, right? Okay, are we there? So we got phase one today, right? All right, you ready for phase two? This is the big one. I need your thinking cap out. I need to put your spiritual eyeglasses on. I mean Coke bottle eyeglasses. I want you to see it. God's assigned to them all Coke bottle eyeglasses. The heart to see. It was right there, by the way. Woo! This was a big one. All right, back up. Verse 23. I say unto you, verily, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou the... How many of you want to move mountains? There's some mountains I definitely want to move out. Be thou removed, cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe... Say believe. Shall believe those things he saith have already come to pass. Now, I want to talk to you about emphasis now. Say, believe those things he saith came to pass. Say it again. Believe those things he saith came to pass. Where we have put the emphasis forever is what I'm saying. The faith emphasis is what I say will come to pass. I'm the man with the authority. I'm the man with the man. I'm the man of the word of God. I'm the man with authority. I'm here to move mountains. What I say will come to pass. That's actually not where the emphasis was. The emphasis definitely is in the, you have to say it, but the emphasis when he said believe, say believe, but he believes those things he says have came to pass. There's either two things you're going to believe there. It's either what you say, which is part of it, or the fact that what I'm saying hath already come to pass. Say what I'm saying. You didn't get it yet, but you're going to get it. The light's going to come on. Okay. Lord, help me get this one over. He had to smack me upside the head to get this one over to me. So, I'm going to see how, but I'm going to share it the way he said it to me. Okay. Is the emphasis on your saying or those things that have already come to pass or came to pass? So he says, believe. I don't want you to get hung up on it. You got to get this one. He's asking you to believe, right? And he says it again in the second verse. Therefore, believe that you receive. So if he's saying the second verse, he's probably talking about in the first verse. So when he's saying, I believe, I say unto the mountain, I believe in my heart. Say, believe in my heart. Let me just read it from the word. So be thou removed, cast in the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but will believe those things he saith have already come to pass. His emphasis is what's has already come to pass. He wants you to believe what you're saying has already come to pass. That's the emphasis. Has come to pass. You see that? I mean, I've got deer in the headlights right here. The cow at a new gate. I get it. He wants the emphasis of I have to believe what I'm saying about this mountain has come to pass already. That's where my emphasis has to be. Therefore, I said, you believe, you receive, you shall have. The believing, I'm going to tell you right now, the most of your believing, if you want to move mountains, the most of our believing is getting it into reception mode, receiving the finished work. Because when I speak to a mountain, I have to believe that that mountain has already been moved before it's moved. I have to believe it's already done before it's done. If I'm approaching in any other way, I'm still wishing God to do it. I have to be fully persuaded God made me the father of many nations like Abraham. I've got to come into this realm of the earth. I have to address the mountain. I've got to be armed with what God said. I have to be armed with the finished work and fully persuaded. There has to be time in this second realm to believe you receive. That's got to get integrated. You got to move it from promissory phase to done phase to where you're fully persuaded and you know you've got it. Say, I got it. I got it. You got to know you have it. If you don't know you have it, it's not going to work for you. Because you're still going to try to get God to do something he's already done. What you're really doing is getting the done realm in you and going delivering the done realm into the earth and releasing it. And the mountain's going to obey you when we get this right. What we haven't done is gotten our faith over enough to the done realm to get fully persuaded that what he promised has already been done. It already came to pass. When I'm addressing the mountain now, listen, you've already moved. Who art thou, great mountain? Before the word of the Lord is Zerubbabel, thou hast become leveled ground. For he brought forth the headstone, shouting grace to the mountain. You've already come level ground. See, the thing we don't understand about that, because we haven't got our faith over enough to the done realm. So we're still trying to get God to do something. How many of you have done that for a very long time and gotten little to no result? It's okay to raise your hand. Because we're still trying to get him to do something. Like he told, I've already done all that I'm going to do. That's a hard concept. Because we want to pray and we want to, God is going to move. He's going to perform. But your faith is part of the equation. And it's your faith getting over into the realm that's finished. And you got to spend time there. That is a work of faith in itself. But once, man, I tell you, it feels so good. Because I got the done realm inside me now. I have it. I know what's up in my waters. I know it's finished. And when I go to address this mountain, I have confidence now. Because what's up inside of me is already done. And it's just going to be mirrored from heaven, or the will of God be done now in the earth as it's been done from where I just came out of. I just came out of the done realm and now I'm bringing the done realm here. And the mountains are going to obey. Pray the light of God gets on that. Believe those things you sayeth. Doubt not in your heart. But believe those things you sayeth has already come to pass. What I'm saying needs to already be done inside me. That's the best way I can describe it to you. You got to get God to explain it to you. Or we can just keep trying to do it the way we're doing. But there are not very many mountains being moved the way God wants them moved. And there's some dynamics here he's training us in. It feels very good to have the done realm full against hope, believing in hope, fully persuaded, staggering not at the promise of God. There's a realm that gets so strong and so finished in you, you can stand where there's zero evidence of your promise in the earth. Say zero evidence, and you can stand there fully persuaded that what God has said he will perform. Why? Because you're carrying the done realm. If you're shaking, you're not done yet. Put the bread back in the oven. If you get shaken by your circumstance, it's going to happen. You haven't gotten your spirit, your heart, your promise married enough to the finished realm. So it gets shaken in the earth. That happens. Don't beat yourself up over it. Put your bread back into the done oven. Needs to be baked some more. Not ready yet. Man, I thought I was ready 15 years ago. I wasn't even in the done realm 15 years ago. But I'll tell you what. You want someone to get you in the done realm? There's a series we have on our website called Face of God Series. That'll get you right on over. It'll get you right on over into the promised land. Probably one of the best scriptures, I'll close with this. Scriptures I know that help me more than anything is what I call the Jericho model. Say Jericho model. It's face of God operation to the extreme. The Jericho model encompasses so many things. We've taught a lot about it, so I don't want to get into it. There's so many operations. Lord of the angelic armies came out, so his angelic armies had already surrounded Jericho. You had the priest there. You had the ark there. You had, you know, the priest's seven eyes with the trumpets. That was symbolic of the seven spirits of God being there. I won't get into all that today. But it's the way that battle was fought. Because that's the very model God's having me use, is this place I'm standing in the earth into an impossible field. Listen, when God assigns you an impossible promise, you're in really good place. If God assigns something you can do, well, you're going to have a lot of mixture. If God is assigned something to you that's way beyond you, you might as well rejoice, because that's God. He wants to train you. He wants to bring the impossible. Think about Abraham for a minute as we close. Abraham was commanded to give birth out of a dead body. He tried. He did all the stuff. You know the story. Eleazar, Ishmael. God said, okay, we'll just wait till all your faculties is dead. I'll revisit you at 99. So he comes back at 99. He's carrying his promise forever. He says, out of your own loins, a son's going to come. Out of Sarah, she's 90, well stricken in years. He's 99. And God's commanding them to give birth. How'd you like ladies to give birth at 99? But you can't leave the promise. Promise can't leave. You can't go and negotiate with God, try to get Eleazar or go get an Ishmael. You've already done all that. But God hadn't let you off on the promise. You see that? I did that too. I tried to negotiate with God, did all these things and made all these wrong investments, but I couldn't stop the promise. And you wake up with it, you go to bed with it. You eat lunch with it, you eat dinner with it. It never leaves. And it's a commandment to give birth. I said, I can't do this. It's not about a church. It's about a promise. He says, I know you can, but you're going to have to learn how to do this with me, because I'm not going to let you off on this. So one of the things I learned was how to get that thing over into the promised land. And we teach how to do that in face of God a lot. So this Jericho model is the best. Because the Lord, you remember, and I'll close with this. He comes out and he meets Joshua as the Lord of hosts. Joshua didn't know who he was at first. Joshua drew the sword and said, are you for us or against us? He didn't know who this guy was. And he said, no, I'm the Lord of hosts. And Joshua said, oh my God, this is the Lord. And he takes his feet off, this is holy ground. And God commissions him. Eyewitness. Say eyewitness commission. That's Joshua 5. Joshua 6, he's still standing there. Say he's still standing there. Okay, so Let me show you the difference of how to read the Bible with the proper frequency versus, you'll see the difference now. If I can get your frequency adjusted, you'll start seeing things differently. So let's read Joshua 6. Now remember, when you're reading Joshua 6, the Lord's still standing right there in front of Joshua. He hasn't left him. Okay? He's there in front of him. He's still there. And then so we have, really, they shouldn't have created a new chapter here. They should have had that with chapter 5. So he's still standing there. He just holy ground moment him, the whole thing. He said, now Jericho was straightly shut up because the children of Israel, none went out, none came in. And the Lord said, he's right there in front of him in eyewitness state. He said, Joshua, now this part, they got it right. Let's give him a big hand for that. See, I have given. See how God works? Nothing's been given yet, but he hath given. I have given you the hand into thy hand, Jericho and the king and the mighty men of valor. He got the whole thing. He had given. And then he's still standing there, by the way. So he's still standing there. And you shall encompass the city, all you men of war, go round about, and thus shall you do 6 days. You'll come to the city. Verse 5. And it came to pass, and it shall come, say, it shall come to pass. I want you to read this. Look at verse 5. It shall come to pass. Where are they standing? Phase 1 or phase 2? It shall come to pass. It's not done yet. But it was done in verse 3. But suddenly King James went from done realm to not done realm. From came to pass to come to pass. You see the difference? Stay with me here. That's huge. Say, huge. Thank you. Chuck, I didn't hear you say that. Come on, Clint, help me. Huge. Oh, my God. Come on, Sharon, you can do it. Huge. There we go. Praise God. So he says, see that I have given. So in one sense, he says, I have given. And then the other one is, it shall come to pass. Like it hadn't been happened yet. And so the Lord says, look into the original translation. And so they call it the original translation. What do they call it? Literal, say literal. That's what he said. He actually spoke that to me and said, look at the literal. I'm like, I didn't even know there was a literal translation. I had to go to the Bible Hub and look it up. Now let me read the literal to you and see if this makes sense. Cause he's in a moment with God, right? He's in a encounter. They haven't marched. He's still standing before the Lord getting the instruction, but watch how the instruction's given. This is how heaven works. If you get this principle, you're going to start getting heaven into the earth. Watch what heaven actually said. The Lord stand in front of me and watch what he just said. I'm going to give it literal here. This is Young's literal. And Jericho shutteth itself up and is shut up because of the presence of the sons of Israel. And Jehovah saith unto Joshua, see, I have given, so they got that right, on the other hand, Jericho and its king, mighty ones of ours. Now watch, this is literal. This is exactly how it said. This is no King James shalls. What I'm about to read to you is the literal version. Powerful. It's the point I'm trying to make from come to pass to came to pass. Okay? And you have compassed the city. Not going to compass, you have compassed the city. You see this? The Lord's walking him through the battle as done. Say, you have compassed the city. All men of battle, going around the city once, thus thou doest 6 days. And the seven priests do bear 7 trumpets of jubilee before the ark. And on the 7th day, you compass the city 7 times. Now watch this word in verse 5. And it hath been. Say, it hath been. That's a whole difference between shall and hath been. The faith of the church has to move from shall to hath been. As long as we shall come to pass, we're still waiting on the wrong side of the mountain. It hath been. Say, hath been. Done. It hath been, say hath been.
in the prolongation of the horn of the Jubilee, in your hearing the voice of the trumpet, all the people shout, a great shout, and the wall of the city hath fallen under it. That's the Lord speaking a done battle realm word to Joshua going to the promised land. Say a done battle word. Well, why don't he come and do that? You don't need him. They didn't have Bibles and they had Moses' law. But you have a whole Bible in your hand. It's full of done realm stuff. He'll encounter you with the done realm with his word. Say, it hath been. The walls of Jericho hath fallen under. You see how he, this word, because I was saying, Lord, get me over there. He goes, I already got you over there. Go back to Jericho. He said, where are you standing? You standing in over here? It shall come. Are you standing? It hath been. Boy, he got me over there. He said, it hath been. The battle was won before it was fought. You see that? They haven't done anything. They haven't even faced their mountain yet. Joshua's still in the camp. He comes out of the counter. What's the first thing he does? He goes and assembles his men and does exactly what he just saw done. Jesus said, I can do nothing unless I see my Father doing it. This is how the kingdom works. Done realm kingdom. Say done realm. He's going to get you over there. That's what this mountain's about. This is what the face of God's about. This is what these teachings are about. It's to move your faith from come to pass to done realm. You know what I want? I want inheritance. I want to be an inheritor of the earth. I want these promises that are impossible to man, but possible with God, manifesting in the earth. Done realm. Say done realm. The Lord's going to awaken a generation to the done realm. He's going to awaken the generation to finality. You see how now when Joshua is about to face the mountain of Jericho, he comes out of the encounter. That's just like you going up in the heavens, getting situated in the done realm, coming back, and now he's going to face the mountain, but look how he's armed. Is he armed like God shall do it? Or is he armed like we just did this? I just saw this battle and I just saw the walls fall. You see where he's coming out from a finished position is done. The walls of Jericho have fallen. And he plays out what he just saw. You see that? That's how your mountain's going to get moved. As soon as you and I can find out that process, it's going to start moving and the kingdom is going to start manifesting into the earth through your words. But what you're actually believing is your belief, those things you sayeth, hath already came to pass. That's your emphasis. It's already came. My belief system, it's not just what I'm saying. That's what I was saying earlier. It's my belief system, it's already came to pass. It's already came to pass. It's already came to pass. I'm going to be armed like Joshua from the already came to pass. I'm going to step into the Jericho with all the Jericho model we've preached. And we're going to speak that word and that mountain. The walls have fallen. Whew. Let's give God glory. That's an awesome realm. It's glorious. Beautiful. Praise God. Hold on 1 second. So it came to pass. Glory to God. Just want to make sure I got everything in here. Yeah, I got it. So you can't. Now, let me ask you this question. I'm preaching long, but it's Father's Day, so I get to do that. So over here, in this realm, you spend a lot of time up in this realm over here. God wants us in this other realm. How, if you don't know how to get out of this jurisdiction, jurisdictional transfer, how are you going to find the realm that's done when all your senses are subjected 100% of your day, your senses are subjected to something exactly opposite of what God has said? How are you going to find evidence? Faith is the evidence of the thing not seen from this realm. I don't see any. Do you see any evidence the crown has arrived? Does it look like the crown has arrived to this church? We're renting from this guy. We've got AC systems going out and we've got a $1 billion message. Does it look like it? We don't even have our own land yet.
So no evidence. Whoo, I step up through there, go up. All this evidence. He blessed me with all spiritual blessings. I've been seated with him in heavenly places, crowned with him, joint heir. So all this stuff I'm doing, where's my emphasis? I'm believing, I receive. I'm getting loaded up. God's convincing me it's already done. He's clothing me with the done realm. It's finished. The walls of Jericho have fallen. See that I've given you Jericho. See I've given you the king. See you'll bow the knee. The crown is moving into the earth to see. I'm loaded. Oh wow, I'm getting evidence now. You see that? I found a realm to get evidence. Now I'm going to take all that evidence like a donkey. I'm going to bring it all down into the earth. And I'm going to unload that evidence into this realm. I've been positioned to unload now. That's why you got to get out. Unload, reload, and then unload again. Hey, I get one person that gets this, I've done my job. I'm talking about the capacity to truly move mountains in a generation where mountain movers are going to come out. The manifested sons of God are coming out in the earth. Most people think that's just going to fall on us. Manifested sons is not going to fall on you. That's a training and equipping. Amen. Let's give God glory. Hallelujah.